We're starting with a look back at an event from April 4th, 1968, an event that changed the nation. 50 years ago today, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated in Memphis, Tennessee. He was a Baptist minister and an activist. He was a writer and a gifted speaker. He delivered his most famous speech during the March on Washington in 1963. He was named Time Magazine's Man of the Year in 1963. He received the Nobel Peace Prize in 1964. And today, Dr. King's remembered as being one of the most renowned civil rights leaders in history. One of his main goals was to use what he called nonviolent direct action, peaceful protests like marches and sit-ins, to promote equal treatment for African Americans in the U.S. Dr. King was no stranger to controversy. He was arrested and jailed in solitary confinement for leading a march in Birmingham, Alabama. He spoke out publicly against U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, which angered many people in the late 1960s. Some of his activism on behalf of America's poor failed to get the results that he and his supporters hoped for. Not long before his assassination, Dr. King said in a sermon, quote, "Living every day under the threat of death, I feel discouraged every now and then and feel my works in vain, but then the Holy Spirit revives my soul again." A half century later, it's clear Dr. King's work was not in vain.